Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hi everyone, it's Christopher Cumby on the Move podcast. Welcome back to this show. And if you didn't check out the last show, we talked a little bit about how you can start looking at things differently in your life and treat all the fuck ups as research and development. And I gave you a tool in there, and that's what this show is all about, is tools, some stories, help you with that day so you can consume it very quickly, go apply it, and make a difference in your life where you need it. And I'm on that same journey with you, so I'm sharing information that I know will definitely help you. And if you're like me, a busy entrepreneur, you're looking for slight edge material, then you're in the right place, and that's what I intend to provide. And just wait until I get into some interviews where I'm going to be able to bring other knowledge in, and knowledge that I lean on with my mentors, other people that I associate myself with, and you'll get to know those people as well. So I'm really excited about it. In today's show, it's called Thoughts That You Feed Are the Thoughts That Will Win. Okay, so think about that for a moment, and I'm going to gear up a little story here so I can share with you what I believe will resonate, and then we'll get into some other things that kind of come to my mind. As well, I'm going to leave you with a really cool tool today so that you can gain some clarity. And as you'll notice in the beginning shows that I have, I'm talking about foundational stuff, mindset, because it's so important to create a strong foundation in order to build anything. And the deeper the foundation, the higher you can soar. If you think about exactly how skyscrapers are built and how they stay in the air with these, monstrous buildings, it's because they have a very deep foundation. So like you, if you have a deep foundation, and a great mindset, and you look at things, in many perspectives, and that's why it's great to circle yourself with people and get insight and listen to this type of show. So you are here and you know that you're learning things because you're here. You're listening and you're learning things. And I know that you know this. That's why you're here, is that you are gaining slight edge material to increase, your ability to go out and attain things in life. And I respect that. And I give a lot of gratitude for taking a few minutes out with me every day to be able to do that. But let's get into the story. It's the story of the two wolves. And it starts something like this. An old Cherokee is teaching his grandson about life. A fight is going on inside me, he says to the young boy. And it's a terrible fight. And it's between two wolves. One is evil, and he's angry, has envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. He continued, the other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside of you, he looks at the young boy, and inside of every person as well. The grandson, then perplexed, thought about it for a minute, and then he looked at his grandfather. Which wolf will win? The old Cherokee simply replied, the one you feed. So there you go. The thoughts that you feed are the thoughts that will win. And if we look at that story, we all have the ability to go to the worst case scenarios, the things we don't want in our lives. And we tend to put a lot of emphasis on those things. And therefore, if you think about where you are right now And maybe it's really great, and I hope that it is for you, and that's awesome. So this is another tool for when maybe it isn't, and maybe you're in a situation right now where it isn't. And it's something to think about when you start thinking about what it is going on in your life that you're giving energy to that's growing. And that is a thought that's winning. So therefore, you got to stop feeding it. And just like the Cherokee looked at the two wolves, the one he wanted to win was obviously the good, like all of us. We all want to be good. But you've got to feed that wolf. You've got to feed those thoughts. And you've got to circle yourself with information. And again, that's why I'm providing this show, is because I want to give you good information, something to start your day. Get on the move with me. These are the practices that I put in place in my life because we all have to deal with stuff, and particularly ourselves, right? So that being said, when you think about this story and you're thinking about your thoughts and you're thinking about your personal reality, then you've got to look at your personality. And the personality is made up of things, thoughts, actions, right? Emotion, feelings. And you've got to then reevaluate where you're putting some of that thought energy or what wolf you're feeding. Try to feed the positive one, and usually that is the one that will get you the things that you want in life, because you're able to then, you know, look at things in a different perspective. And that's what, you know, this clarity tool that I want to go through very quickly with you as well and leave you with today will help. And I'm really excited because I got this tool in a mastermind, and I was able to really identify and understand, you know, how I'm going to get exponential growth that I really want in my life. But I need to know a few things before that, and it's really the destination of what that looks like. And really, the tool I'm going to give you is to help you understand, you know, quickly to know where you are, where you want to go, and why. And I'm a true believer that if you know these questions, you know where you are, and you know where you want to go, and you know why you want it, really the only part left is the capability to get there, and maybe some of the how, right? And the how comes from getting clarity through these, you know, sort of four steps, if you want to call it. And if you can get out a pad of paper and, you know, put in four quadrants. And I always recommend, by the way, when you're listening to my show, to have a journal handy, because these are where, you know, the golden nuggets, the truth bombs, things will come out to definitely help. And, you know, if you're driving right now, that's understandable. Maybe just come back to this show at this point and draw out in four quadrants, one in the left, two right underneath, one right, three, and four right beside that, four. So far, you know, you can fold the paper in four if you want, and that's your four quadrants. And really, I want you to, you know, identify where you are right now. What is going on? What is the current status of your situation? You know, the real truth. Okay, this is to you. So, you know, I want you to be really open and, you know, truthful. You can't lie to yourself. So this is not a place to start, of course. And, you know, you got to be really truthful when you're writing all this out, because that's how you're going to gain the clarity. So, you know, let's think about, you know, the current status as a real life example. And maybe right now your company is, you know, assuming you're an entrepreneur, or, you know, maybe you're in a career and, you know, things are going okay, right? But you'd really like to scale. But you know that it's going to take you away from, or it's going to take a lot of time for sure, away from, you know, the family. And, you know, that's how the current situation looks. Like, it's just, it is what it is. You know, it's something that you know you need to do. How are you going to get there is some of the things you're trying to figure out, right? So, you know, what is your true desire 1 year from now? Let's say in the right, you know, block of the page. And what is, you know, that desire look like? And maybe the desire looks like something like this. And, you know, in 1 year, I would really love to be reaching out to, you know, maybe you're an online person and you want to be reaching out to 1 million people or more, right? on a weekly, and you know, also being able to spend a lot more time with your family. So maybe you're looking for some efficiencies or ways that you can scale your business, and you know, that would be ideal. So you don't have to take away from any of the time. And why you want that is because your family is everything to you. And, you know, the most important thing is in your life, you know, and they matter so much that you want to spend as much time with them. And, you know, maybe the money thing, you know, will be able to definitely help. But you don't want to be just focused on making money because time is more valuable, of course. And you get stuck in these things, especially as an entrepreneur. But we got to find ways to scale. So, you know, in this scenario, getting clarity on how to be able to do that is you've got to then look at, okay, what are the capabilities I need to achieve this? So you know exactly the situation you're in. You know what, you know, you want to achieve, and you will, but you just got to find capabilities to be able to do that in a way that's going to meet the need of, you know, why all this is important to you. And when you identify all of this, it makes a huge difference when writing it down because it provides that clarity. So some of the things that in order to achieve that goal particularly, let's say, is that you might need to delegate. Who can you delegate to take some things off your plate in order to then scale and get you where you need to go? Is there an opportunity? Do I need to hire? You know, is there a right person out there that can fit that need? Have I investigated that? And, you know, have I been able to figure out how I can duplicate myself? Maybe I need to schedule better, you know, and make sure that I'm efficient with my calendar. A lot of times when entrepreneurs or busy professionals, if we don't stay tight to our calendar, you know, we can squirrel and spend a lot of time doing things that, quite frankly, aren't efficient enough to move the needle in our lives, and we end up, you know, in this spiral or this hamster wheel that you just feel like you are doing every day, and it's like Groundhog Day. Okay, other things, you know, maybe you just need to be more present, you know. These are different things that can help you, you know, and that is looking for the capability you need to get where you need to go, but you need to know where you are, where you want to go, and why you want it. And that's really the clarity part. And that are, you know, coincides with the thoughts that you think. You need to align your thoughts with the positive ones and reinforce the fact that you're going to be having to, you know, make some decisions going forward, and you can't fear them, knowing that if it was all to work out for you either way, and I was to say to you right now, would you sign a contract knowing that if you spent the right time on the right things and long enough, in 1 year, you'll be closer to that goal? Would you sign it knowing confidently that that is the truth? Because it is. Either way, the year is going to go by anyway. Either way. So it's better to start now. It's better to start getting clarity. And it's better to start working on things as it happens right this minute. Because it's going to pass anyway. But having the clarity on what that may look like and then providing the path to get there and then searching out the people that can help you get there is really important. That's why coaching and mentorship is so important for entrepreneurs to have and find. And right now in your life, if you have the capability to find a really good coach, get one. It's going to help you. But see, what most and often we always do is we look at, I can't afford it. Instead of changing the way you say it, how can I afford it? Find out how you can afford it so that you can get where you can go exponentially faster because you have someone who's going to guide you. It's like going into the Andy Mountains, that if you don't have someone who knows the way, like a Sherpa, then you are going to get lost. And that's often what happens in people's lives, especially entrepreneurs. So I'm with you here. Listen, I've been there, but all I did was start to get clarity from people that can help me, get coaching, and that's how things came together nicely and built some businesses as well, and helping others do that. And I'm really excited to be helping you. And I always like to keep an eye on the minute here and make sure that these are short, consumable shows so that you can go out there and accomplish some things. So think about that, the canvas of your mind, write out that clarity tool. Hopefully that helped you. Hopefully the story of the Cherokee gave you some clarity on the thoughts that you feed. and they will be the ones that win. So try it out. Have a great day today. I'm very excited about this show, and we'll be catching up with you on the next one. And of course, it wouldn't be a show without me telling you or saying to you, do something nice for someone today and kick ass. This show is brought to you by Anchor.